This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. An interim Missouri House committee has kicked off a series of public hearings into the state's Medicaid system. As Marshall Griffin tells us, they spent yesterday looking at how two of Missouri's neighboring states are trying to expand Medicaid access.
Arkansas and Iowa in particular have asked the federal government for permission to use private insurers to share the cost of expanding access to Medicaid. And they're also proposing incentives for healthy behavior. Committee Chairman and Republican Jay Barnes of Jefferson City sponsored a similar proposal this year that died in the House.
I think it's helpful to allow states to increase cost sharing. You heard some talk today about, well, some people might not pay, and then what happens? Well, other people will.
Barnes also told committee members from both parties that any new Medicaid proposals should be submitted before October 15th. Several more meetings are planned through mid-November. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin. St. Louis Public Radio.
The MU School of Law received a $1.57 million gift yesterday from the Nancy and Charles Wall Foundation. Dean Gary Myers says the fund will help establish a newly endowed faculty chair of corporate law and governance. He says this will encourage competition among law schools in the nation.
We compete with schools that have larger endowments, that have more funds available. And so the gift that we received and announced today serves to level that playing field and make us competitive with the best law schools in this country.
Wall Foundation Chair Thomas Lambert says he plans to be actively involved in examining what works and what doesn't when encouraging good governance at MU. Wall is a 1970 graduate of the law school. The Missouri Department of Conservation recently introduced a plan to include public input on designated conservation areas around the state. The new process is meant to help hikers, fishers, and hunters express what they like and dislike regarding the planning and maintenance of the areas. The department will put its intended plans on its website for citizens to look over and comment on. Public Involvement Coordinator for the department, Amy Beekler, says using the internet will help make the public a part of the conversation.
We've always had one-on-one contact with people who use our areas, and people are out working on these areas and come in contact with people every day. But just to make a more concerted effort to get this information out statewide and have it available for people to review.
Beekler says the management plans affect 11 different areas along the Missouri River. Each plan will be online for 1 month before action is taken. Missouri's top education official won't recommend that the unaccredited Kansas City School District regain partial accreditation. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro notified the district of her position Thursday. The Missouri State Board of Education will make the final decision, but it's unclear when that will happen. The district says it deserves an accreditation upgrade because a recently released state performance report shows its scoring in the provisionally accredited range. The report uses test scores and other data to evaluate districts. Dropping the unaccredited label would prevent students from using a state law to transfer to accredited school systems nearby. So far, a pending court case is preventing Kansas City transfers. The Missouri Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in that case next week. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.
A series of hearings by state lawmakers into Missouri's Medicaid system has begun. The interim House Committee on Medicaid Transformation spent much of the first day yesterday looking at proposed changes in Arkansas and Iowa, which would include expanding access to private health insurers and rewarding healthy behavior. Sydney Watson is a law professor at St. Louis University who also advocates for improved access to Medicaid. She told the committee more about the waiver Iowa is seeking from the federal government.
There is both a monthly payment that people have to make, and to me that looks like a premium. It can be waived or will be waived if you meet some wellness criteria. If you don't pay that, you do lose your benefits.
The committee has several more hearings scheduled through October and November. Republican Chairman Jay Barnes of Jefferson City also told committee members to submit any Medicaid proposals to him before their next meeting. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis issued rankings showing Columbia as the fastest-growing economy in Missouri. The results are based on the Columbia area's GDP, which represents the total amount of goods and services produced in the area. It ranked 97th out of 381 metropolitan areas in the U.S., beating Kansas City and St. Louis. Kansas City ranked 122nd, while St. Louis was 186th. Regional Economic Development, Inc.'s Executive Vice President Bernie Andrews says such good results were not surprising.
Columbia's been a pretty stable economy over the years, with MU being the economic driver, and then our health care is a very strong segment of the economy. And so that keeps us stable, and then we've had some new companies come into the market like IBM.
Columbia Chamber of Commerce President Matt McCormick says he hopes the success will attract new businesses to come to Columbia and create new jobs.
Also grow local businesses. Take the businesses that are currently here and continue to grow them. And as you know, we're becoming quite the place to have entrepreneurial growth. That's one of the big missions.
According to a Bureau of Economic Analysis press statement, Colombia's GDP rose 4.8% to reach $7.1 billion last year, up from $6.7 billion the previous year. Republican Governor Rick Perry of Texas is making a return trip to Missouri after he criticized Democratic Missouri Governor Jay Nixon during an August visit for Nixon's veto of tax cut legislation. Perry has a scheduled stop this afternoon in St. Charles to unveil a nonprofit group called Americans for Economic Freedom. Tomorrow he'll speak to GOP conservatives at a regional meeting of the Conservative Political Action Conference. The day-long conference is also taking place in St. Charles. Perry met privately in August with the Missouri Chamber of Commerce in Clayton and held a political rally in Chesterfield. He also criticized Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's veto in a series of late-summer radio ads while urging Missouri businesses to relocate to Texas. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.